Welcome to Up Close and Personal with your host, Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez. Sit back and enjoy the journey where the possibilities are limitless. Enjoy the show.
When we were lovers, when Wow. Good evening, everyone. What a beautiful song, and what a way to begin tonight's show. Welcome to Up Close and Personal with yours truly, Latin Jazzy. Tonight, I have a very special guest. I wasn't too familiar with her, but I listened to her music and read some of her story, and it really, really took my heart. And you guys know I'm not really a true vocal person, you know, but I really loved her music, so I said, hey, why not? And it's all about women and what we, you know, what we do for our careers. So I decided to bring her on, and here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Anna Danes. Hey, Anna.
Oh. Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you. Welcome to Up Close and Personal. As you could see, I started when you were my king. That is the first title track from your most current album. If you would, I mean, like I said, I wasn't really aware of who you were, you know, because, like I said, I'm not much into vocalists. I am sad to say that. But when I did hear about you, I was like, wow, very interesting. And this new album, Find Your Wings, it's a really nice album. And the story behind it and, how, you know, with your daughter and everything, it just, I thought it was so cute. And I couldn't help myself but falling in love with you and your music. So thank you for coming on. And, you know, just spending a little bit of time with me, and hopefully a couple of other people would, you know, do the same. So can you tell me a little bit about who is Anna Danes?
Oh, who is Anna Danes? Anna Danes is a 47-year-old woman who recently, and I'm talking very recently, about 3-4 years ago, completely reinvented herself, left a very gilded cage, and found her wings. And my life has forever changed because of music and what it brought into my life starting 4 years ago. I was an attorney before that, a mom, a business owner. And as I was unfortunately getting close to the end of my marriage, music came into my life through my then 7-year-old who didn't want to continue with her lessons, and I needed a creative outlet, and I walked into her little shoes in a vocal lesson and took over when she refused to sing because she was bored.
Wow.
And from that moment on, everything has changed for the better, I must say. And to answer your question, I am now a jazz singer, music show producer, and promoter. I am writing a book. I am building a motivational business. And I am, above all, a mom.
Amen. Now, that's some really awesome stuff. And especially, like you said, to fill up her little shoes with
yes.
some big vocals. When I read that, I could just see it in my mind. It remind me. I'm stupid, I know. Golden Girls, there's
yes.
an episode that Blanche brings her granddaughter to spend some time with her, and she figured her granddaughter had to do some type of not a fashion show, but one of those shows that, you know, children perform and sing and stuff, and the little girl didn't want to. So she took the little girl's boa, and she goes, give me that. And she just started dancing and singing, and that came to mind. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a Golden Girls fan. So.
Oh, I am too. Trust me. And I remember that scene. And yeah, you're right. It's kind of how it turned out, because I've not looked back, and I not only embrace the boas, but the sequins. I have a sequin.
Well, more power to you, girl. More power to you. You did what you had to do, and you survived it. Hey,
I did. I survived
always said, my mother always said, Not one monkey stops no show. So, bam.
Well, you know, it's strange. I didn't even know I had a show in me until I stood at that piano that fateful day.
Right.
And I realized
and there was a lot to say. Yeah, and I think that's what attracted me so much more besides the fact that your vocals are awesome. I mean, did you ever know that you were going were you a singer before any of this, you know, between the attorney and the husband and all of that? Did you sing before that?
I sang in a church choir for about a year when I was 11, and then music disappeared from my life for decades. So I was not a singer, no. Can't say I was. Not at all. And never any aspirations, never singing in the shower. It never even entered my mind. You know, I tried to keep my feet firmly on the ground with practical pursuits like law. Well, that kind of got old.
Wow, see. And I guess the fact that you play a lot with a piano on the background, and that's like... I love the piano and the sax, and then your vocals, and I can even carry a tune half the time. So all that brought it in for me. It's really a beautiful project, and I can say congratulations to you. It's a beautiful project.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. It
so
came
out
just as I had
envisioned.
Oh, no, I was just saying it came out just kind of how I heard it in my head, so I'm thrilled with it.
Wow, that is great. So it tells a story from beginning to end, and that's...
Yeah.
That's so, because I usually pick a song here and a song there, but the album tells a story within itself, so I'm going to continue in the order because I thought it was very unique. Now, you heard Tony Bennett and Bill Evans, and what was it about that you heard that you liked so much to inspire you to this?
Yes, when I heard that album, which is an epic album from 1975, Bill Evans, Tony Bennett collaborated, and that work put Tony Bennett back on the map and made him a very serious singer because it was the genius playing of Bill Evans coupled with really, really strong vocals up front with Tony, full of emotion and passion and ready to tell the world what he had on his mind. And it just worked. It was just the simplicity of it and the authenticity. So I wanted the same thing with mine. I wanted something kind of austere. That's why we only did a jazz trio in a very classic jazz kind of format. That's why we did Capitol Records. That's why we did my vocals up front and central, and it's all about the storytelling.
Amen. Okay, well, now, so on this this one song that we just heard, when you were McKean, you are referring to when the ex was around or when you thought of him. I mean, I love the story. So I'm going to poke around
so
as much as I can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that story, When You Are My King, is a story I borrowed from a friend of mine who is a very well-known blues singer, Janava Magnus. She wrote it as her own story, but her and I are sisters that way in that we share the same story. And what woman hasn't gone through that moment in life when her man, the man she believed, loved her, she loved him, just walks out of her life one day and is gone. And you wonder, what was that? And it's a very sad and haunting song. That's why I really was drawn to it.
Definitely. I tell you, I mean, it got me. And it was like, I'm not even going to go there. But anyways, I Will Wait For You. Can you tell us more about that particular track?
So from resignation of losing a love to being hopeful again, it's crazy, is about how wonderful the feeling of love is. It feels like you are a little out of your mind, especially at the beginning of a young relationship. It's just so overwhelmingly beautiful, but you kind of question yourself. this is insane. How can I feel this good? And we've all been there as well. And luckily, as my life has ebbed and flowed over the last 4 years with loss of love, I've gone in the other direction as well.
Great. Good for you. We all need that. Well, here it is.
Yes.
Anna Dane, Find Your Wing. I think it's all about woman power, women rule, and doing what you're doing. Totally rules. The next song is from Anna Dane's new album, Find Your Wings. I Will Wait For You. Here we go on Up Close and Personal. Enjoy. very, very nice. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you. I just realized that I described the wrong song for you.
That's okay.
We'll get back to it. It's crazy.
That's okay. You are from Poland.
Yes, that's correct. From Poland. That's where I was born.
Wow. Nice. Because you are gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
You are beautiful. Yeah, and those pictures with the red dresses and stuff, very elegant, very beautiful. Okay, so you went to the auction, bought music lessons. The little girl said, no, heck no, we won't go.
Exactly.
I hope with your musical background, I hope with your law background, you put him in the cleaners. But anyway, that's not a conversation for today.
Oh, Lord, let me stop.
I am such a bad person. I could be so bad.
You're honest. I appreciate that.
Oh, man. Well, then you did the lesson, and Larry White became your mentor. How did the whole process come out, you know, as far as, you can sing. Oh, okay, I can sing. Let me make an album. No, you know, how did everything work out for you?
Yes. So Larry White became my mentor, and he still is to this day. He was pivotal in moving me in the right direction with music. It started simply with music lessons that were pleasant once a week. And then it grew from there to, let's do two lessons a week. And I started building up my book of charts. The next question was, well, why are you doing this? And I said, I really wasn't sure. I just really enjoyed it. So it was suggested that I maybe try recording a couple of demo tracks just to see what my voice sounds like. Did that. Loved it. Loved the entire process of being in a studio. Loved hearing what is possible with a collaboration, you know, of musicians with you. And so I completely caught the bug in that studio. I walked out of there and I said, let's make an album. And, you know, the music was propelling me through a lot of heartache in my personal life, the marriage that was unraveling. At least I had this to look forward to every week and to keep my mind focused on something positive and beautiful.
Wow.
So that's how it, then it built from there. It built from the demos to starting work on an actual full-length album. And that took a while to put together, as most of these large projects do. And probably within a few months, I think we were in a recording studio in San Diego working on this album. And again, it took months to record every track and all the musicians. But I was loving it so much. It was the first time in my life that I felt completely free of any care and worry, just enjoying every step, every minute of the process. That's music for me.
Love it. Okay, the next song I would like to play is called It's Crazy. Anything
that's
about that song?
Like I said, it was a song about being at the beginning of a relationship and crazy in love and just questioning, how can this be happening to me? I must be crazy, but darn it, it feels so good.
Well, and here it is, It's Crazy, from the beautiful Anna Danes and her new album, Find Your Wings.
When you give your heart away, you must be crazy. That's what all the people say, and I guess that it's true. 'Cause I'm crazy about you. crazy. That's what all the people say, and I guess that it's true. 'Cause I'm so crazy about you. Everything seemed fine, then your eyes met mine, and you turned my world around. Really quite frightening, like thunder and lightning. All you did was look at me, and then you threw the book at me. It's crazy. If you're smart, you'll just give in. You know it's crazy. Even when you lose your win, and I guess that it's true, 'cause I'm so crazy about you.
Producer of the Tedros concert series in San Diego. Do you want to tell me
yes,
more about
that? Yes, it's called
Jazz
on Tedros. Yeah, absolutely. It's something I developed about 2 years ago because I wanted a special place to hold jazz music events here in North County, San Diego. I live in Solana Beach. We don't have too many jazz clubs, in fact, probably none anymore in all of San Diego. And I was really missing that music. So we started with a local winery on Cedros Avenue, Carruth Cellars. And I remember the first show, it was, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know who would show up, but we had a full house and standing room only. And I realized, okay, there's a need here. People want this. And the shows just kept growing from there. So now what I do is I have a different show every month. I bring in different talent. It started with San Diego talent, but it's also branching out to LA and other places. We always make it fun and interesting and throw in surprises here and there. And it's a really, very enjoyable atmosphere as it is a winery. So you can have a nice glass of wine, meet your friends, meet your neighbors, and it's a sit-down event, and then you to listen to great music. And it's jazz, but it crosses over to other related genres like blues and gospel and everything else that fits.
Nice.
And I might add, I like to add an element of glamour. Being in a little beach town in San Diego, I was missing my sequins like we were talking about earlier. Had to throw in the sequins by the beach.
Well, it looks good on you. It looks good on you. Definitely that.
Thank you.
Now,
I have fun with it.
I can see. The book, you're also writing a book, which is properly titled Find Your Wings. So this will be the actual Anna Dane story?
Yes, I'm calling it a motivational biography. A lot of background about what I went through, story of childhood and three immigrations and heartaches and ups and downs just like anybody has in their life. And then moving into this recent chapter, which will be probably half of the book, if not more, about what I found and what I discovered about myself and how you can reinvent yourself. It's never too late, and your wildest dreams can come true if you just chip away at them a little bit every day.
Amen. Love it, love it, love it. One of a song that I really liked and the album as well. You can't help but love them all. And like I said, I'm not into vocals. I mean, since I had growing children and, you know, and they would be playing all the stuff in the radio and all that stuff, I'm like, you know what? I'm sticking to my jazz. I don't listen. If you're singing, if I have to hear words come out of your mouth, I don't want to hear it.
I get you.
Because there's nothing good about the music these generations nowadays, even though they weren't into, they older. My kids are in their late 30s and stuff, so the stuff that they were listening to was nothing compared to the ones like the 20-year-old listens to. I'm like, please, you know. It's terrible, but everything in this album is, like, fine. It's refined. It's the highest of excellent work, you know. It's beautiful. And I just had to have you. One of my favorite songs also is I Want to Be Around, which is the Cry Me a River medley. Can you tell me something about this particular?
Absolutely. Cry Me a River, I Want to Be Around, two songs basically about being scorned, so I call it my revenge medley. And when I right? That's what it boils down to. I am not by any means a mean person, but darn it, it feels good to sing about it. You know, I wish you would feel what I just went through, how you hurt me. That's what these songs are about.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, here it is. I Want to Be Around, the My Cry Me a River medley by Anna Dane from her beautiful new album, Find Your Wings. And up close and personal.
I cried a river. forever over you. I wanna be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. Somebody who will swear to be true like you used to do with me. Who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company. Your heart to bend. Let's see how that puzzle fits. So fine. And that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet. As I sit there applauding from a front row seat. When somebody breaks your heart like you broke.
Funny because I'm sitting here laughing. I come down to my office, which is downstairs from my house, a lot, and I'd be listening to music. And to me, I cannot hear music unless it's full blast. That's one thing. I'm Hispanic. I listen to loud music. I speak loud, you know. So, but I was playing that song, and my daughter had come home from work, you know, and she came down to say hello, and I was, you know, let her listen to the song. And I said, isn't that awesome? You know, I said, that's like a karma song right there. And she's like, I would have renamed it for her. You tell her that the next time I'll pick a title for that song. Karma is, you know, we were just laughing, you know. And now that you're telling me what it represents to you, yeah, I mean, it's obvious on the song, but yeah, she renamed it for you just so that you know.
I know.
She gave it a new title.
Karma is a beep.
Yep.
Karma is a beep.
He must be like really into, you know, his own pants right about now, because whatever he did, here you are, successful all over again. Not the monkey didn't stop that show.
The monkey,
yep,
did not stop this show. Oh no, the monkey encouraged the show.
Only if he knew, man. See, I love stuff like that. I mean, it's not something to laugh about. It's not something to celebrate the things
right.
that us as
exactly.
women go through, but it's just the outcome of it. You know, sometimes it could be greater than the pain that we went through, you know.
Absolutely.
And it makes it easier. You know, it that pain is always going to be there, but again, we move on. You're a strong woman. You have moved on. You're doing great for yourself.
Yeah.
So, oh, whatever. You know, that's you learned
that's right.
from one experience
right.
and brought it into a whole new, you know, perspective. And I love that. I love that. And I'm sorry that you had to go through all that. But look, it brought you to this point in your life. You know?
Yeah, what it does.
That's something
it's
probably you couldn't have done with him. Yeah, that's
no.
something probably that you
never.
Would have never even thought. Yeah.
Never. No, I don't think it would have been possible. It would have never been encouraged. And each one of these experiences that we, in the moment, perceive as extremely painful and negative, you know, they're like scales on armor at the end of the day. That's how I feel. They've made me so much stronger and my life so much richer, and I'm actually now, in retrospect, grateful for it all. Because, yes, I wouldn't be
how
here
old is your little
today
girl now?
Talking to you.
How old is your little girl now?
She is about to turn 12.
Wow.
Her birthday is
on
Monday,
age.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yes.
wish her a happy
yes.
birthday, please.
Thank you.
And she'd be like, oh, Mommy, I could have been singing with you. Look at you.
Oh, no, you know what she says to me? Mom, it's all because of me.
Oh, look at her, taking credit for it already.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
This would have never happened if I didn't... go to that lesson, she keeps telling me.
That is so cute.
Yes, it's very cute.
Well, Find Your Wings is obviously the whole scene of your new chapter, you know. If I may ask, how did you find your wings besides everything else that you're doing? Does this also speculate, let me make sure that, yeah, that it's, you know, I mean, you found love, you found your wings. What is going on with this song?
So Find Your Wings is not a traditional love song. It's a love song about loving yourself. It's about looking inside. That's home, and that's what the lyrics say. It's about believing in yourself and slaying doubt. And you'll hear that in the song as well. It talks about slaying dragons, moving your ego back into place, you know, being your own best friend, being your own, I guess princess in a way. That's how I see this song. It's kind of a Disney-esque princess song. And my hope is to actually have it be heard somewhere in that context one day to encourage particularly young women like my daughter, to find their wings, to be their own best friend. I see myself singing this song to my daughter when she's about to walk down the aisle. I see it in so many places, so many different applications.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, and she will be honored to have that song sang at her wedding. And it tells us that, hey, we all need to find our wings. We really do. You know, the things that we believe in, and you know, it's just life. But it's a beautiful song, and here it is, Find Your Wings.
When you feel like you don't fit, you're not understood one bit. Find your wings. You can rise above the fray, sing what you can't seem to say. Find your wings. When opposing worlds collide, imagine you're the queen of tides. Move that moon back into play. If only for your own heart's sake. When you feel like you're alone, inside your heart it's home, find your way. Love surrounds you everywhere, angels see no darkness there, find your way. When the voice of doubt creeps in, play the dragon in its den, move that ego into play. If only for your own heart's sake. That you're made perfectly, endless possibilities, find your way. Love surrounds you everywhere, angels see no darkness there, find your way. When opposing worlds collide, imagine you're the queen of dice, move that moon back into play. When the voice of doubt creeps in, slay the dragon in its den, move that ego into play. If only for your own heart's sake.
It encourages, I hope it encourages a lot of women, you know. And it's funny because I'm having another artist, Carol Dubach, on the show next week, next Monday night, as a matter of fact. And I guess, you know, it's all about the women power. Now, talking about women power, how, as being a female, getting into the business, doing what you're doing, the gig, the Cedro's gig, and your album and everything. I mean, how are people reacting, you know, as far as what you're doing as a woman? Because, you know, a lot of the time it's, I hate to say it, but it is a man's world, whether we want to admit it or not. Sometimes it is. And it's people like yourself, women like yourself, that come into the scene and say, no, it's not a man's world after all. You know, we have a place here. And we have a voice. How has that become, if anything, an issue for you?
It has been a magnificent issue to be a jazz diva amongst all these wonderful male musicians.
Good for you.
And really enjoying working with the gentlemen that I work with. It's a joy, and it's a collaborative thing. It's not so much that I am somehow, you know, bossing anybody around or anything like that. Music takes that out of the equation because of its collaborative nature. So I have to say that I've been very blessed by the company I keep, and I've never encountered any negativity around that.
Good. It's great.
Yeah.
And I don't see why. I mean, they're looking at a beautiful woman. They are enjoying her beautiful vocals, and you got something to bring to the table, so that should be appreciated by anyone that knows
yes.
good music, you know. It's elegant.
Right.
It's lovely.
Exactly. We're all in this together, too.
Mm-hmm. that's
and
all.
I work with a lot of
that's
female
song.
Singers, too.
Yeah, there are. And but sometimes, you know, in the jazz, especially, you know, it's like they just, it seems like as women we have to fight sometimes a little stronger. We have to, you know, stomp our feet down little harder to be recognized and to be counted and to be heard.
Yeah, there is a small element of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've come across it rarely here and there. You're right that it exists. And it's a question of you setting the tone early on as far as who's really the boss. If you're putting the gig together or an album, you set the tone for what you want, whether you're male or female.
I like that. I like that. Okay, the next song, That's All. What is that particular song? What part of this beautiful story does that song contain?
So I call this the sugary song. It's a duet. It's an old-fashioned song from, I believe, the 1930s. I recorded it with a gentleman in Los Angeles, a British actor and singer, Richard Shelton. I thought he just fit the bill so beautifully. He's so debonair, and he's got such a rich baritone, and he brought out the romance of the song. What's also special about it, it's the only track that had the vocals actually fully recorded at Capitol in the middle of Studio A there. And so it was a magical moment for me. I'll always remember that. And it's just a lovely, lovely song.
Yes, it is. It is. Well, here it is. That's All. From the Baltic beauty of modern jazz, Anna Dane.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all.
That's all.
I am sure
who have told you
they would give
you
the world
for a toy.
All I have are these arms to enfold you,
and a love time could never destroy.
If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you adore, for now and evermore. That's all. That's all. All I have are these arms
never destroy.
If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear,
you'll be glad to know that my demands are small.
Say it's me that you'll adore,
for now and evermore.
That's all.
That's all.
That's all.
That's all, folks. Nice.
Thank you.
Wow. So, you got that show. You have the book coming out. When would the book be out? Do you know? Or
probably early 2017.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure I send you my address.
Still a little ways to go.
I'll make sure I send you my address and tell me when it comes out, because I definitely would like to read it.
Absolutely.
Okay. The next song is Long Distance. What happened
yes.
Long Distance that deserved a song?
A lot happened Long Distance. After the completion of my first album in 2013, I did leave the marriage. I did go out on my own. I did fight a big divorce battle. And in the middle of all of that, life took me to Los Angeles for a weekend here and there. And I met a lovely gentleman there that became the next chapter of my life for the next 2 years. And I split my time for those 2 years between Los Angeles and San Diego, thus the long distance title. It's a song about meeting him. It's a song about falling in love, but at the same time realizing somewhere deep in my gut that maybe he wasn't as excited or as in love as I was. And I knew that fairly early on. I wrote that song 5 months after we met, and we went on to be together 2 years. Always listen to your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, it's kind of a sad and poignant song because I really cared. It wasn't reciprocated in the same way. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this theme. Anybody who's been in a long-distance relationship, how hard it is, how the everyday complications add up to a bigger hole. And then you really have impossibility, and that's what ended up with us.
Well, another stepping stone to a brighter future. Because if you already had that gut
yes.
feeling, there was no need to, you know, prolong it and be in it for a long time, and it wasn't going to work out. So, yeah, you did the right thing. Awesome.
Well, I actually really wanted it to work out. I really wanted it to work out, and maybe that's why I stayed as long as I did. I was hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Another lesson learned, exactly. Don't do that.
Yeah, we just, it's
that.
Like we're prone to that as women, because we want the best for ourselves and others, and when we love wholeheartedly, and
yes.
You know, if we don't, then we feel like, oh, you know, we're failing it, you know, and it's us, but it's not always us, you know. It's a combination
absolutely.
Of two people and not working it out, and there's no need to prolong anything any longer, especially after the first, you know, there's no need to. If it's not going to work out, if it's not working out by now, it's not going to work, let's move on. That's
right, and you can still, you're still going to get your heart broken, and I unfortunately
mm-hmm.
did, but recovered, and onwards.
Yeah. And that shows
and
the,
look,
you
I
know,
got
the
a song
strength
out of
you
it.
Have as a woman. Yeah, that's right. And the strength is there, so you can now pretty much feel that, hey, I can take this. You know, no, we don't like to get our hearts broken, but, you know, yeah. Wow.
You know, I think it's almost essential to have your heart broken in this kind of big way. It was epic, but it was necessary because
mm-hmm.
it
it taught me to draw from a whole new place emotionally.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, here it is, Long Distance by Anna Danes from her new album, Find Your Wings. And we all need to find our wings. Here we go. Come on, slow folks. Just bopping.
It wasn't the times we didn't meet. It wasn't the words we didn't speak. All we ever felt was real. Every knowing look revealed, and the end. I do feel your hand slip away. Wasn't the times you didn't call, or all the times we had to be apart. All I ever thought was real. Every knowing glance concealed. And yet I do see your eyes look away. And I know, yes I know, love you so. Yes, I know. Oh, I know. I will miss you more. And in this long distance love, I still see forever. It wasn't the dreams we didn't share, or all the plans we just left waiting there. All I've ever known was real. Every knowing look concealed. And so I do feel your heart break away. And I know, yes I know, yes, I know, oh, I know, that I'll miss you more. And in this long distance love, I still see forever in your eyes. Your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Ah, wow.
Thank you.
I have a friend, and I told her I was going to send her a copy of the album. I think it will cheer her up.
Cause oh, absolutely.
She is not, you know, yeah, I'm going to send her a copy of it because I think she will really, really enjoy what the story of the of the album. You know, every song is its own story, but it's a telling. It's a storybook, and it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. In the Wee Small Hours, anything in particular about that song?
Yes, that's a very poignant song. It relates back to the last one, missing someone when they're not near you, especially in the wee small hours of the morning. When you just wake up and you realize you're again by yourself, and you think about that someone, and you miss them. And it's a song about missing, it's a song about loneliness, but it's ultimately a song about love. That's what love does to you.
Well, and what's the in next for you as the, first of all, as a mom, well, moms, there is, as mothers, we don't say, well, this is next and this is next. Motherhood is always number one. Motherhood is always there. There's no planning on motherhood. But what are your plans? Yeah, you know, that's just a given. I'm a mother, that's
right.
It. You are, that's like your life story for the rest of your life. You're a mother. But you have so much more going than a mother. You have all of these things going. What is the next chapter in your life after the promotion of this album, the Seed Rose, and the book and everything? Where do you see Anna Danes 5 years from now? What are your goals next?
5 years from now, I see myself having done what I set out to do 3 years ago, and that is I want to be inspiring to others and bringing beauty into their lives on a much bigger scale, on a much bigger stage than I am today. And that will include the build-out of my motivational business, which is going on right now. There's so many amazing things happening behind the scenes that I can't wait to share with that. And it goes hand-in-hand with the book I'm writing. The book will kind of feed the motivational side of things. I see myself performing music widely, internationally. I just see myself sharing my voice with others in many different ways, and just on a bigger scale. That's what I would envision. That's what I do envision.
And I'm sure that it will happen. It will happen because I hear your determination, and I'm not here. I just see it, you know. I mean, it's fact, so, yeah. Okay, well, here it is in the wee small of the hours from the beautiful Anna Danes, her new album, Find Your Wings, here and Up Close and Personal. Thank you. The vision of your album was. Do you think you have fulfilled that the vision by the response that you have received from the album?
Yes, absolutely, and then some. It actually surpassed my wildest expectations. I started with an idea. I had an amazing team. Everybody was on board, everybody enjoyed the project, and they put their hearts into it, and I think you can hear it. Mm-hmm. It was truly a labor of love on so many levels. I'm very pleased with how it came out. And I'm glad I took the time, too. It was mm-hmm. 2 years in the making, which is maybe a little bit unusual. But I felt like it needed that time to achieve what I was trying to achieve.
How would you describe yourself as a musician? Do you consider yourself a singer or a vocalist? I mean, what do you consider yourself?
I consider myself a storyteller.
Oh,
that tells stories through music. That's not an original line. It's probably something I picked up subconsciously through Mr. Frank Sinatra. He was an incredible storyteller. I listened to him every day, and I learned the nuances of how he told his stories. It's all the dynamics and the intonations, and you can feel the sadness, the emotion in his voice, or the happiness. He was incredible at that.
Yes, he was indeed. Now, how do you feel this album differs to other vocalists, other singers, other storytellers out in the of the world? How do you feel this album differs from others out there?
It is different because it does have that motivational and storytelling component. There's a flow, like you mentioned, with the songs, each being a piece of my journey, and why they were chosen is also part of my journey. The most motivational aspect, probably very unusual in this genre of music, which is the very serious jazz. Normally you don't get that sort of thing, but I think the two fit beautifully together. Jazz is about refinement and aspiration, and a music that has its roots in classical music. It's about living a fine life intellectually. That's what jazz is to me, glamorously. And motivation is to help you be that person, to become better, more glamorous, or whatever your definition is of a better you.
Amen, amen. Well, the next song is See You in L.A. anything behind that song?
Yes, this is another song about that certain gentleman in Los Angeles, and it again speaks to the nature of our relationship, which was long distance, and it is a true story because it paints a picture of where I live here in Solana Beach, right above the train tracks, which I'm looking at them right now, by the way, and a train goes by every couple of minutes, and I see that train going into the distance. The ocean's right there as well, and I often envision myself jumping on it to be with him, to be in L.A., but I can't because I'm a mom, and I have to be where I am right now.
Like they say,
it talks about
see
you in L.A. one day. Yes, but again, it's a hopeful song. The whole point of see you in L.A. is that I'll see you in L.A. one day when the time is right. I'll kiss you under the Hollywood sign, but the time is not now, so wait for me.
Well, here it is. See you in L.A. I wish I had your view. All I have is a whole bunch of trees with deers and all kinds of animals going on.
That sounds pretty good.
Well, no, it doesn't. Okay. So here it is. See you in L.A.
My open door calls me with a whistle. I know you're just a trip away, but I'm caught in the hustle. Motherhood and storybooks that don't turn out as planned, but I'll ride that track to infinity, 'cause one day I will land next to you above the fray, below the sign. I'll kiss your face, 'cause I know you and I are worth the wait. See you in L.A. Seagull on the pier, he calls neighbors out to play. Wouldn't it be wonderful to land feet first on the way? Think I died a thousand times, I've got one more to get it right. 'Cause when the ocean sprays my body down, I come back to life. Next to you, above the fray, below the sign, I'll kiss your face. 'Cause I know you and I are worth the wait. See you in L.A. One day I will land. Think I died a thousand times, I've got one more to get it right. You see, patience is a heavy load I carry all my life. Here's my heart, you've got my soul, keep them safe, I won't be long. 'Cause I know you and I are worth the wait. See you in L.A.
That is definitely a very, very cute song. And like you said, yeah. Hopeful. And it will happen. It will happen. If it's meant to be yours, it will happen. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, can
yeah,
you
I believe
tell
in
me?
That.
Huh?
I believe in
can
you.
yeah, definitely. Definitely. Five things about you that a lot of people may not know. Especially my listeners, since, you know, five things.
You know, I was recently
I mean, you've been so honest with us, you know. I seem like I know you. But, you know, that was something that we may not just quite know, if you can possibly think of something. Just five things.
Yeah, I know of three off the top of my head because I was just asked something similar in another interview. And I had to think really long about it and kind of circle back to say the following. And, yes, it might shock you. up until very recently, I was very insecure. Also, second thing, I was very overweight. And
no.
Third
no,
thing,
no, 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 no. Let's stop right there. Overweight where?
I know. But, you know,
oh my God! If you guys are listening to this show, and if you've seen the pictures of this lady, what the? Oh my God!
Yes, it's
I don't
true.
Believe
I was,
you.
I was shy. I was overweight and insecure. They all go hand in hand. You know, my life was a little under thumb back then, and the beauty was not shining through when you live your life like that. So it was hard. It was hard. I had to kind of resurrect myself and rebuild myself. So that's something probably most people don't know about. It will certainly be in the book. Another thing people don't know about is that I am truly at the heart of me. I'm a geek. I took 8 years of Latin.
Wow.
I may be a glamorous jazz singer now, but I have been in school for many years and learned about all kinds of subjects that maybe are not relevant now, but I did it then and I loved it.
Wow, so you're a glamorous geek then.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yes.
Wow. You are definitely an inspiration, Anna. My hat's off to you. You are really, really what we all wish we had and what we wish we were at one point or another in our lives, to go through something and, you know, overcome everything and come out on top. That is amazing. Really, truly wonderful.
Yes. Thank you very much, and that's why I'm sharing my story.
Yes, and you're doing a beautiful job on it just with the music alone. I can't wait until the book comes out. I know that we have a little bit of a few minutes left because I know that you probably have to go, but Mr. Oh My God, OMG, can you tell me about that?
Okay, so we're gonna end on a very appropriate light note. This is the most lighthearted song of the bunch. There's nothing heavy in here. The only lesson to take away is that sometimes things happen in life. Call them opportunities, call them events. Don't shy away from life. Don't get in its way. So this is a true story. Yes. Confession time. This is a story about a short-lived relationship I had after my marriage ended and before the long-distance one started. And anybody can relate to this song. It's fun, and especially the end. I love the end. You have to listen
indeed.
For all the the chit-chat.
Yes,
I envision this song being sung at a bar, kind of Sinatra style, into your cocktail.
Yep, here it is, Mr. OMG. Here we go.
his wondrous thing. And then he touched my knee, looked into my eyes so deep, I was bowing in. Love was hypnotizing me while he let the dance high and dry again, high and dry again. Mr. Fast and Furious left me delirious, but I miss himself. Couldn't move an inch that night. Heart began to pound. I was in a sensual trap, and there was no way out. Told me you never felt like this. Perfect starry sky. Didn't know a gentle kiss also means goodbye.
That is a wonderful, wonderful track. That is, it's hilarious. It's funny. It's live. It's, hey, it's a good song. What are you drinking? Maybe one more. Yeah. Okay. Well, Miss Anna Danes, I'm going to wish you the very best. I wish you a lot of success with not just this album, but everything that you have envisioned for yourself. And, man, I mean, my hat's off to you. Congratulations. You are one amazing woman, and thank you for sharing this story with us, because even though it was something that it was painful, and it may still be painful, it's a story that needed to be told, and you told it in a beautiful, beautiful way. So thank you. And I cannot say any more than that. I mean, I'm grateful that you came onto the show, you shared it with us, and boo-hoo, Mr. Whatever. I should say thank you to him, you know, because without his being a creep, this wouldn't have happened. So, but I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just straight up. I don't have a filter. That's a problem with me. but I love you. I wish you the very best. Let me know when the book comes out. I would love to read it, and I will definitely think of our interview and all the little previews that you have given us of your life. And you've lived a beautiful life, and I know it's going to be even more beautiful at the end. I wish you, your little girl, many, many happy days, and hopefully she'll take to singing again.
Yes, exactly, or whatever she chooses to do, I'm fine with that. And I want to thank you for inviting me to your show to share my story. Thank you so much for that. I've had a lovely time chatting with you.
Thank you so much, and you enjoy the rest of your beautiful view over there and your beautiful life. Thank you for coming, and we'll keep in touch.
Absolutely. I'll get you those books, however many you need.
Oh, awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the beautiful Anna Danes. Please get her album. Oh, can you tell us where they can find you on Facebook and your website and all that info really quick, please?
Yes, the best place to start is my website, which is just my name, annadanes.com. Anna is double N, D-A-N-E-S. It has links to all the social media. The best place to see me on a daily basis is on Facebook, so that's Anna Danes Official for all the latest updates. And the music, the first album is on iTunes. The second one that we just listened to will be coming out on October the 14th. But you can pre-order. If you pre-order now, there's all kinds of goodies coming your way for pre-ordering.
Awesome, awesome. Well, again, thank you, Miss Anna Danes, and you stay blessed, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, that was the beautiful Anna Danes. Her album will be coming out October 14th, and I had the pleasure of playing it here for you all today. It was beautiful. I love it. I love the story and a woman's determination to, like I said, no monkey, not to let one monkey stop nobody's show. And she is the perfect example of that. It's a beautiful album. Please get it. It'll be available October 14th. You can go to her website, like she said, annadanes.com, and just stay in touch with her. It's a beautiful story. And so tune in Thursday, as we will have Gerald Albright, and next week we'll have Carol Dubach, James Cope, Aziza Miller, and Cedric Napoleon on Thursday, and Joel De Rosario on Friday. Thursday, you don't want to miss. Mr. G is coming in with new music on September 30th, and it is rocking. You guys will love it as much as you love today's show. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget, stay blessed and keep it smooth. Till Thursday. Ciao, y'all.
Welcome to Up Close and Personal. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez. Until we meet again, stay blessed and don't forget to keep it smooth. Have a good night.